righteousness, protection. Hallelujah. Come on, because you can let me know he was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquities, and the chastisement of my peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. Yes, that number is error code 321. Hallelujah. 576-82. Oh, that's my number. That's my number, Lord Jesus. That's my number. I'm giving out that number. Error code 321-632-1000. 632-1000. Praise our God. I'm telling you, when you abide up under the shadows, when you stay right there, when you're in his presence, when you're in his presence, there's nothing that the enemy can do when you're in the presence of God. When you're in the presence of God, the presence of God, in his presence, there's what? Fullness of joy. In his presence, come on, hallelujah, there's fullness of joy, peace in his presence. Come on, if we could just get in the presence of God. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of people like to be in the presence of other people. They like to be in the presence of things mischievous. They like to be in the presence of things that just got nothing to do to edify. But when you get into the presence of God, hallelujah, it take care of all of that. If you stay in his presence, stay in the morning, noon, night, and day, stay in his presence. In his presence, again, there's fullness of joy. Everything we need is in God. Everything we need is in him. If we abide up under the shadows of the Almighty, we shall say unto him, God is, come on, my refuge. God is my fortress, and he is my refuge. Come on here. In him will I trust. Hallelujah. I'm not trusting in nothing else. I'm not trusting in things that's tangible. I'm trusting in what? The Almighty One, the All-Breasted One. I'm trusting in him. Hallelujah. And he's going to bring us out. He's going to bring us through. Come on. He's going to bring us over. Come on. He's going to bring you through that, my brother, my sister. Come on. You don't have to be in depression. Come on. You don't have to be in sickness. Come on. Because guess what? The Almighty One. Hallelujah. The All-Knowing One. Come on here. Hallelujah. You know, we see people, you know, you say they think they know it all. No, they don't know it all. They don't know it all. The God we serve know it all. The God we are talking about today know it all. And he will bring you out, and he will bring you through, and he will. Come on here. He can and he will do it. But we must do what? Abide in him. We must do what? Come on here. Dwell there. Stay there. Good morning, Evangelist Mara. Come on. We must stay in the presence of God. Don't let the enemy bring you out of the presence of God with side stuff, sidebar stuff. Fear, doubt. Don't let the enemy bring you out the presence of God, telling you that it's not going to work out. Don't let the enemy bring you out the presence. There's a secret place. Yes, he can't come there. So that's why you don't let the enemy bring you out of that secret place in God, because you were dwelling. You're abiding there. You stand up under there. And God, your refuge. God, your fortress. God, in whom you trust. Come on here. Shall bring you out. Will shall keep you. Come on. He'll keep you. He'll keep you. Come on. You wonder how you're making it. It's because God is keeping you. You wonder how you're coming out. It's because God is keeping you in the secret place. Come on. Come on. When the enemy come in like a flood, the Bible said the Lord do what? He'll lift up a standard. Come on. That's what his words say. Come on here. Hallelujah. We got to go back. And we got to do it again. We got to go back and stay there. We got to go back. Come on. No matter how long it takes, I'm not going nowhere. I'm standing. I'm not leaning. I'm standing. I'm standing. Haven't done all. You hear people say, a lot of times people say, you ask me how to do it. Oh, I'm hanging in here. No, I'm not hanging in here, because I'm not looking to be cut down. I'm standing in here. For the word of God is a sure foundation. I'm standing on the word of God. I'm not hanging on the word of God. I'm standing in here. Oh, praise our God. I'm standing in here. Praise our God. Hallelujah. When you get a knot tied in something, I'm tied up and I'm tangled in this word. When you get a knot tied up and tangled up in something, you can't get that knot loose. Sometimes you try to jiggle it and it gets worse. But when that the word is in you, I don't care when you're going through anything, when the enemy come in like a flood, that word is in you and you're able to what? Stand, not hang. You're able to stand on the word of God. You're able to be able to speak the word in season and out of season. Oh, I tell you, God is who he say he is, but we must do what? Abide in him. We must do what? Abide in him. Abide in him. According to what we're reading in the book of Psalms 91. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He that dwelleth in the secret place. He that dwelleth in the secret place shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. I don't care what's coming against you. I don't care what the enemy is trying to say. I don't care what the enemy is trying to do. Come on. He can't find you today. He can't find you in that secret place. He cannot find you in the secret place. Oh, my God. In a secret place. I'm in a secret place. You're in a secret place. Come on here. The enemy is looking for you. That's why he come throw things out. Come on here. He dropped things off to try to get your attention because he can't get to you in that secret place. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says he'll keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. So the enemy comes in and try to bring distraction, try to get your mind off of what God is doing, try to get you out of the secret place. He's looking for you. Oh, that's good right there. The enemy is looking for you. He can't find you because the Bible says that it was a day that the sons of God came to do what? Present themselves unto the Lord. And Satan showed up also. And he asked him a question. He said, where thou cometh? He said, from what? Walking to and forth, up and down in the earth, seeking whom I may devour. He's looking for you, but he can't find you. Y'all hear me? He can't find you. Why say they can't find you? Because you're in the secret place. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's good. That blessed me right there. Because you're in a secret place, and he cannot find you. He cannot find you. Oh, my God. Prophet is Moses. I'm going to be opening up these lines in a few minutes. Go, hallelujah. Prophet, you're going to come on here and you're going to take it on. Hallelujah. I know you got something about this secret place. When you're in the secret place, when you're in the secret place. Oh, my God. A secret place. Come on. A secret place. Have you ever put something up and you try to hide it from the ones in the house, and you get a secret place, and sometimes it be like you put it there and you hide it from yourself. Glory to God. This is the same way in the spirit. God have put us in a secret place. The enemy cannot find you. The only way the enemy can get you is when you come out from what the words say. When you come out and start looking at and taking what the enemy is doing around you. My God. Oh, my God. The secret place. The secret place. Come on. The secret place. This thing got to hit your spirit today. The secret place. You are in a secret place. That's why sickness can't. It may try to come up on you, but it can't overtake you. Poverty may try to come up on you, but it can't overtake you. Whatever the case may be, but it can't overtake you because you're in a secret place. I'm in a secret place. You're in a secret place. Come on. Come on, somebody. Oh, my God. Come on, hallelujah. That's why he says, let us say, when it say, let the weak say I'm strong because you're in a secret place. Come on. Let the sick, when the enemy try to bring sickness, let the sick decree and declare that they will heal because it's in a secret place. You can't be touched. You can't be touched. So that's why the enemy try to drop little things off and around you to try to lure you out of the secret place. But if you keep your mind stayed on him, oh, it's getting close, prophetess. It's getting close to open up these phone lines. Oh, I see these hands shaking. I see these hands shaking. Hallelujah. Oh, praise our God. God will do it. God can do it. God is able to do it. But guess what? You must abide up under the shadows of the Almighty. The shadow. His shadow got you protected. My God. Oh, my God. this. Hey, here we go. Prophets, get ready. All you got to do is dial. And the engineer going to put you right through it. Amen. Again, the number is Erica 321-632-1000. Amen. Dial that number. Dial that number, Prophetess Moses, and you'll come right through to me, and you'll be able to share with this. I just feel that you got something to say about this. Praise our God. Thank you. Good morning, Prophetess Doris Gather. Bless you. Hallelujah. We await your call, Prophetess. We await your call. Oh, there she is. Prophetess, God bless you. Prophetess Moses, God bless you.
Prophetess, we await your call.
God bless you, Prophetess Moses.
Good morning. Good morning. Blessings good morning. To each of you all. Blessings, Apostle. Blessings.
Yes.
Blessings.
Yes.
Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Yes. This is blessing me. This is blessing me. When you abide, meaning that you're willing.
Yes.
You are willing to be protected. You are willing to abide in the secret place. And the secret place, and they, you have to have access in order to be able to enter. There's too many times that we have allowed the enemy to come on a property that he should never have access to.
Mm.
We have allowed the enemy to access our thoughts, our minds, our heart, and also coming in to try to contaminate our spirit. And if we are abiding in the secret place, the enemy does not have access. He has to talk from the gate. Hallelujah.
Mm.
He has to speak from the gate, and not knowing that he thinks that he can get in by trying to swindle the minds of the believers, thinking that he can get in and try to persuade those. But those that are secure and confident in God,
yes,
and confident in where he has placed them in, the enemy cannot do nothing to you except God has already allowed it. But you have to remain in that secret place. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Don't you move too swiftly. Don't you move too quickly. Don't allow situation to determine your movement. Remain in the secret place. Remain in the secret place. And as you remain in the secret place, you'll begin to obtain the secret things. You'll begin to hear God speak to you concerning private things, whether it's with your life, it's with your family, it's with your
Hallelujah.
With your children, various situations. But you have to be sure that you're not easily moved in this
yes.
season, nor in any other season to come.
Yes.
There has to be some type of code for anybody to enter. Think about when you're living in a gated community, everybody don't just have access to you.
That's it. That's it.
Everyone just can't. It's people that can't just get in. If you don't know the code, you can't get in. Why? Because they're protecting the land. They're protecting the community.
Hallelujah.
They're protecting the community. They're being sure that only those that have the code to get in can get in.
That's it. That's it.
And the cameras are monitoring to make sure they can keep track of the traffic that is coming in.
That's it.
So in the natural, so in the spirit, when you are in the place and the right place with God, he's monitoring what's coming in, what can come and what can't. This is why a lot of people cannot have access. I feel the Holy Spirit, Apostle. A lot
come on.
Of people cannot have access to us.
Yes. That's
we
it.
Can't just grant free access to people
yes.
because though the ones that we grant them free access to, if they're not in the right standard with God, they will share the code.
Mm. Oh, that's
and before you know it, we're going to be in a place to where people are going to be on our property that shouldn't have never had access.
That's good right there. That's good. Yes.
They should have never had access. So we have to make sure that we're purging and we're cleansing our environment and our environment and our mind to be sure that while we're in the secret place, our mind is stayed on God. It's not stayed on the problems. It's not stayed on the circumstances, but it's stayed on God.
Yes.
He is our protector. He is our coverer. He is the one that will, that can, and is able to do it.
Because we're in the secret place. Somebody
in the secret place.
Somebody say, say
in the secret place.
Yes. Somebody say, say that again. Say that they cannot have access to you.
They can't. We can't keep granting access. I know I love you, but I have to love you from a distance. I have to love you in the secret place. My heart has to be pure. I have to be sure that I'm good in this place, because unforgiveness can move me out of the secret place.
Come on.
Holding grudges can move me out of the secret place. Trying to move according to my flesh can move me out of the secret place. Me trying to move on my own because of what my natural eyes see can move me out of the secret place. What I hear, if I allow the negativity and corrupt conversation to enter into my ears, it can move me out of my secret place. But because I have peace in my secret place, I have to protect the access code. I can't just give the code to everybody. I just can't give my dreams and visions to everybody. I just can't tell everybody I'm dealing with, because while I'm in the secret place, hallelujah, he's giving me the instruction that I need to keep going in the secret place.
Yes, yes. The secret place. Because you know what he says right here? He says in that second verse, he said, I will say unto the Lord, he is everything I need. He is my refuge. I don't need to come out. And it goes on to say, and he is my fortress. In him will I trust. So I don't need to come out for anything.
Anything. Anything. When we start trusting in people, that's when we come out.
Wow.
When we start trusting in tangible things, that's when we come out. But we don't have to come out for nothing, because all that we need is there. All that we need is right there. We have access to everything that we need, even in the place of feeling as if we're in the secret place. Even in that place,
yes,
we have all that we need. You can't lean to your own understanding in the secret place.
Come on.
In this place, your mind is already aligned with the word of God.
Yes.
That's why, like you said in the second verse, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God.
My God.
My God. In him will I put my trust. Surely he shall deliver me.
Yes.
Surely. It's not maybe. Yeah. It's nothing around that, but surely, as long as I'm in the secret place, surely he shall deliver thee.
Yes.
From the snare of the fowl.
Yes. From the snare.
And from the pestilence. Come on. He will deliver. He will deliver. He shall cover thee with his feathers.
Feathers.
Even when they're trying to come after, when the enemy is trying to come after, he will cover.
Yes.
He will cover. So even when they're looking from the gate, they won't see us. They won't see. They won't see us. They think they know where you are in your life. Hallelujah.
Come on.
They know. I got the address to their location. Let me go and monitor them. But when you show up, we're there, but we're not there.
Come on. Hey.
You can't lay eyes on us. You know how people, they say, well, go to this address. This person lives here. And then you get there and you don't even see them. Oh, they gave me the wrong address. Did I put it in my phone wrong?
Yes.
Did I hear wrong? No, you heard right. But just know that God knows that you're trying to show up.
Come on.
So he has to protect. He has to protect. And under his wing shall thy trust. His trust shall be thy shield and thy buckler. You have to trust him
to be protected. Come on.
You have to trust him to be protected. It's enough with us saying it out of our mouths, but we don't have it in our hearts. We have to trust him. We have to trust him. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night. Stop being afraid. If you're in a secret place, it doesn't matter how loud the thunder is. It doesn't have the power enough to move you from where you are. It does not matter how loud the rain may be. And I'm talking about trials and tribulations. Don't be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day. He will protect you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He will. He will. He will.
You got to stay abiding. Continuously abide. Don't move, man. Don't move, woman. Don't move, boy. Don't move, girl. Abide. Stay right there. Stay right there. Don't you move. Come on. Drop that in the comments. Don't you move. Don't be persuaded.
Come on.
Don't be bewitched. Don't you move. And if you have not been in that secret place, I beseech you to get there. Get to that secret place. Gain that relationship with God. Repent unto him for all of your sins. And get to that place where even when they try to come to your address, they can't even see you.
They can't see you. Because God got
you. They don't have no access to you.
No. No, and you were saying earlier, you know, you have to give the access code out in order for somebody to get into the gate and to get to the court. Okay, let's go travel with Job. You remember what I was saying earlier when Jesus said, where thou comest? He said, from walking to and forth down up in the earth, seeking whom I may devour. And okay, now Jesus gave the access code to for Job was. He said, have you considered my servant Job?
Come on.
A perfect and an upright man?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then he only gave him half of the access code. He said, now I give you permission to touch his soul. You know, his body, but you can't touch his soul.
You can't touch his soul. That's it.
Because he was in a secret place.
And it's nothing that the enemy can't do unless God allows it. First, have to go get permission.
Come on.
So to think that you're going through all of these things, know that the enemy had to get permission to even consider you.
That's it.
Even in the secret place.
That's it.
He had to get permission to even access you. But there were restrictions on the access.
Yes.
God, I feel you. Thank you, God. There were restrictions on the access.
Yes.
There are restrictions on the access. The enemy can come. But it's only so much that God is allowing him to do.
Oh, my God. My God. Nothing the enemy can do when you abide in the secret place. If you stay there.
Come on.
If you stay there, you got to be abiding. And at that 10th verse, we dropped down, and I know it's getting close for us to cut off. That 10th verse says, therefore shall no evil.
Mm-hmm.
No evil. When you were talking about that, glanced at it. Hallelujah. No evil shall fall near thee. No,
that's it.
That come in that dwelling. It is not going to even come around you.
In the midst of it, but it don't have access to kill me.
Come on.
In the midst of it, but it doesn't have access to kill me.
It doesn't.
Remain.
Remain.
Gird up yourself.
Yes.
Come on, gird up yourself.
Yes.
Gird up yourself.
Yes.
Gird up yourself. I appreciate you, Apostle, for the time and allowing me to actually come on. I'm worked up over here. I'm rocking. I'm worked up.
Listen, yes.
I'm worked up.
What I need you to do, my time is getting close here, and the engineers allow me. I need you to give prayer. I need you to pray for the people. I need you to, minister to them right quick in prayer.
Father, we just thank you, God, for this moment, this time that you have allowed, God, your word to proceed over the airways. God, we thank you for those that are listening in, God, didn't just have an ear to hear, but God, have a willing heart, God, to move in the direction that you have set forth for them to move. God, we will follow every instruction,
yes,
every plan, God, everything that you are telling us to do, Father, and we will remain in the secret place with strength, with boldness and confidence, Father, and trusting in you, Father, and not leaning to our own understanding. God, I thank you, God, for encouraging the ears of those that are listening, encouraging the hearts of those that are listening in, Father God, renewing
Lord.
The strength of those that are on now, whether it's via airway, God, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, God, wherever they are listening from, Father, I thank you that you are touching their bodies, God. I thank you, God, and we're decreeing and declaring that the healed, the sick will be healed in the name of Jesus. The bound will be loosed in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God, that you are already having the access to have free rule in our lives, God. So shift what you need to shift, God. Renew what you need to renew, God. Shut the doors, Father, that may be hindering us, God, from entering to our next season. In the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we make a conscious decision from this moment, from this time, and from this second forward that we will abide in you, Father God, and accept whatever you are allowing to take place in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, as you are calling us to it, God, you will be the one that provides. You will be the one that brings provision in the name of Jesus. And we won't doubt you, but God, we trust and believe you. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Prophet Moses, we thank you for calling in. Amen. And sharing with us in the midst of this. Amen. About abiding under the shadows of the Almighty. Thank you for your calling, and we thank you. And we pray the blessings of the Lord upon you and Pastor Jamal and your family. Thank God for you. God bless you.
Bless you.
Yes. Hallelujah. That is my cause. Amen. That I just wanted to do that on today when she came up. I felt she needed to come on in on this. Praise God. And I pray that it was a blessing to you. Listen, tonight, we got to get ready to get off this radio station. But tonight, you don't want to miss this tonight. This revival starts tonight at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. All this week is going to be something. Again, tonight, Evangelist Jan. Hallelujah. On Tuesday night, Prophetess Doris Gathers. Come on here. On Wednesday night, Evangelist Michelle Blackman. Praise our God. Thursday night, Evangelist Patty Harvey, amen. And Friday night, Evangelist Deidre Mara. You don't want to miss this revival this week coming up. We're going to look to see you in the place every night. Come on, let's abide. Come on, let's abide there. Let's abide there. Let's dwell there. Because guess what? The enemy can't find you when you're in the secret place. There's an access code that the enemy don't even have on you. Only if you open up that door, only if you allow the enemy to come on in, he gonna find you. But he can't find you when you dwell in the secret place. My brother, my sister, I pray again, we thank God for Prophet Moses coming on, sharing all the way from Alabama. Come on, sharing with us all the way from Alabama. Amen. She's gonna be in our city pretty soon. Producer, she's going to be with us. Amen. Hallelujah. And Pastor Jamal, they're going to be with us. Just hold on. Hold out, my friend. Things are going to work in your behalf. Listen, my time is getting closer, closer and closer to get off this air. And I want you to know, I have to leave you, but he will never leave you nor forsake you. He'll be with you. My friend, my brother, go in peace. Do me a favor. Don't come from under the shadows of the Almighty. Listen, again, if you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sins, I got 2 minutes. If you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sins, you can do this. Hallelujah. You say, I want to be in that place you're talking about. How do I get there? If you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sins, the word of God says, if you can confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. That's all. Believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. If you repeat that, I believe in my heart, I'm confessing with my mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, and you said, I shall be saved. That's it. You don't have to write a letter. You don't have to get no opinion. You don't have to get nobody to vote you in. You're saved. Not to stop there, asking for the dwelling and the gift of the Holy Ghost. Guess what? You're in a secret place. Come on. Then you'll find your place that's teaching and abide there. Stay there. Grow and go. Amen. Listen, I got to go. Until the night, meet me there at 1219 South Street. Meet me there. Amen. 1 minute. Beat me there. Hallelujah. Be in the parking lot waiting for the doors to open, because something is going to happen for you this week. Amen. Again, Prophetess Moses, God bless you. Pastor Brumar, God bless you all. God bless you, my friends. Come on, look to see you in the move of God. Until tonight, 7 o'clock, we're looking to see you in the place. God bless you is my prayer.
I've been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer. And 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.
Mm-hmm.